Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're already warmed up. Haven't kicked into gear yesterday. And the news is getting hot and heavy on the mandatory vaccine front. No, it's not slowing down. It's not backing down. More people standing up for liberty. We've got more species standing up for liberty. Believe it or not, this is the most bizarre story that we have to cover today. We'll get to Dr. Batar involved in all of this a little later as we do some advanced medicine. But first hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up, robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We have a roving reporter slash producer in the field who's reporting on breaking news on SB 277, including more species into the mandatory vaccine act. No exemptions for what? No exemptions for chickens?
Hey, this is Super Don. I'm reporting live. I'm down in the Sacramento area around the Capitol in California. And as we speak, there's a protest going on here in regards to the new amendment to SB 277, where they now are including chickens into the mandated vaccine policies and the legislation that's being pushed through, that's being fast-tracked right now. And it is absolute pandemonium here. I mean, you would not believe the people that are out here protesting that a farmer should have the right to resist vaccines for chickens. That farmers should be calling the shots, not legislators. Hold on a second. Hold on. Excuse me.
Getting loud down there.
Sorry. This is absolute chaos here. People are up in arms. They're to the fact that chickens are now going to be forced to get vaccinations for something that they don't feel they should have to get a vaccine for. Hold on.
Super Don live in Sacramento reporting protest chickens.
Okay, I'm going to try and get inside where I can actually join you live, but reporting from Sacramento, this is Super Don at the chicken protest for SB 277. Back to you, Robert.
That was wild. Oh, we got to cut that feed. It's getting loud out there. Crazy times, folks. I hesitate. No, I'm not going to go end times, but crazy times. Chickens now? Come on, what's going on? Well, what's happening is the bird flu scare. It's expanded as they're going to slaughter chickens everywhere, despite the fact that the healthier chickens are being raised in your backyard or on organic-type farms and pasture chickens. They're wondering, why aren't those turkeys and chickens dropping like flies from this so-called bird flu when all the factory farm chickens are? Well, instead of that, they're pushing a bird flu vaccine. No kidding. The link's in. We got it at Fox News. It's everywhere. Bird flu vaccine under development. But, interestingly enough, it's dividing the U.S. poultry industry. And it's intriguing to me because they're not all in lockstep and pro-vaccine in the chicken-raising community, even among the factory farm chicken people. I know there are some that are going to go vaccinate all the chickens, but they're just slaughtering. Right now, death of 46 million chickens and turkeys. Or chickies, turkens, in a bird flu outbreak, opening a rare fissure within the usually tight-knit U.S. poultry industry. pitting farmers with infected flocks against those who are so far largely have sidestepped the worst outbreak in U.S. history. So here's the question. What's the issue? Whether to vaccinate the poultry against this so-called highly pathogenic bird flu virus. Unless you think it would be a slam dunk because all the turkey manufacturers and the chicken manufacturers, that's what we call them, would be going, yeah, yeah, bring on the vaccine and we can save our turkeys and chickens from this hard-hitting flu. It's not going down that way, folks. Maybe this is why they've modified and added to the SB 277 mandate for chickens. We'll confirm that. Checking it out. Super Don's out there in the midst of crazy. So we'll see what's going on there when he gets back. But Department of Agriculture wants to approve a vaccine for these flocks. But the problem is it's not really all that successful. They're claiming a success rate around 60%. 60%, which, interestingly enough, is about triple or more the efficacy of the flu shot last year, depending on the group. 60% effective. And rather than them all jumping on and going, yeah, yeah, let's all get the vaccine, hurry up, bring us the vaccine, there are groups within these chicken groups and the National Chicken Council. First, they want to say, check out how the top 20 export markets for our poultry would react to having our chickens vaccinated, our turkeys vaccinated. They want to know. They're asking for some advanced planning here. They're not even sure that the vaccine would work because they've admitted it's not fully tested, not fully efficacious. They're also, because listen to this, folks, the chicken manufacturers are saying we're not sure if our birds, once vaccinated, might shed, oh my gosh, live virus, thus putting other birds at risk of catching the fatal disease. They've acknowledged something that they've called us cracks and quanks and whatever we call, because we asked the same question the chicken manufacturers are asking. This is stunning. Absolutely stunning. Mike Cockrell, chief financial officer of Sanderson Farms, the third largest U.S. poultry producer, said this last week. We are opposed to using it without it being fully tested. Tested fully. How dare he demand that the vaccine be tested first before it be unleashed on the flock of children, chickens. We are opposed to using it without it being tested fully. How dare the parents make the same demands? What else is there going on here where the chicken manufacturers are siding with the small percentage of parents who are demanding the freedom to say no after they've investigated for religious or philosophical reasons? How will they know? How will they be able to distinguish between flocks infected with the virus and those who are vaccinated? How will they know? Just like the Disney measles outbreak, unvaccinated. Could it have been a fully vaccinated individual shedding? No one's gotten back to us on that. They're worrying about it in Minnesota. Come on, give us the vaccine. It's only 60% effective, but hey, it's better than doing nothing. Or is it? Or is it? Even Fox News was getting into the act. Bill O'Reilly asking about the vaccination of chickens. Should they be mandated, as he was talking to Megyn Kelly?
Do you oppose mandatory vaccinations for the chickens?
No. Okay. And I want to say on the record, I have three under the age of six. I vaccinated all of them. On time, as the doctor prescribed.
90%.
Nothing was delayed. We did it as the doctor prescribed.
So Megyn Kelly believes in mandatory vaccines for her chickens, evidently, right there. Crazy talk. Crazy time. What a wild world we live in. The Super Don made it back in from the outside venue.
Yeah, is this working here?
Yeah, you're good, you're good. Okay. Man, that sounded like crazy. Are you sure SB 277 is going to include chickens now?
You know, this is what the word is. It's going around, and people are enraged. Chickens are mad, farmers are mad, PETA. I saw people from PETA out in there because they're trying to force chickens to get vaccines, and
are you talking like Rocky's PETA chicken sandwiches?
No, I like a good pita, but no.
That's a different pita.
Listen, there are so many parallels here. You're now seeing a lot of these people that are raising questions about the chicken vaccine.
Right.
they're now anti-vaxxers. I mean, it's really bizarre.
It is bizarre. You know, what I want you to do, Super Don, see if we can get somebody on the line. I know it's short notice, but maybe an expert from the field, a professor or somebody who might
be... Yeah, you know what? Actually, I was looking into it. I've got a couple of options here. I think we may get one here maybe for next segment if I can pull it off.
All right, because this is just like too good. We can't pass this up. If somebody's going on the record to promote mandatory vaccines for chickens in addition to children, we want to know about it. Now, it's interesting, you know, all of these arguments that they're making, I just find it hilarious. Because the chicken manufacturer, and I'm saying they sound like the anti-vaxxers, right? They're called the denialists, right? They don't want to vaccinate their children because they're not science. They're not pro-science. What about these chicken farmers? The factory farm chickens going, hey, we don't want this stuff. Doesn't make sense. What are we going to do?
Listen, I mean, they're all using Dr. Google. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Farmers, where are they getting their information from to make these decisions? The same places that anybody else is getting the information from all news sources, information sources. But now the farmers are just a bunch of kooks, anti-vaxxers that are threatening, the rest of the society.
We'll see if we can talk to a professor on this, maybe, and clear this up. All right, we'll stand.
How
back
do you like
that.
The whole Fox News thing? I mean, is that wild or what?
That is wild. The chickens. I think there's one more clip from Fox News about mandatory vaccines for chickens. Let me see if I can pull that up here real quick. There it is. Let's hear it.
About 90% of chickens do the right thing. 10% don't.
But it's not enough.
Oh, it is.
It's not enough. What we need in these vaccinations is herd immunity or community immunity. So they're looking for about 95% of the community to be immune.
Right.
And it's starting to dip below that number.
You see, Megyn Kelly's even a chicken collectivist. She wants to vaccinate all the chickens now. Mandatory. Mandatory. Could you see her eating the chicken feed? Oh, I know, that's so rude of us, isn't it? Just absolutely rude. Oh, by the way, on this front, Wired magazine is complaining that the anti-vaxxers are using Twitter to manipulate a vaccine bill. Right? They're talking about some of these groups. They're calling them well-funded. Like Tanner's dad, Tim, who's a dad who's got a child who was injured by vaccines, he's barely scraping by. That's what they call well-funded on Wired. Wired is fried, dude. The wires are fried. You got to see this bill. I mean, this story from Wired magazine. It's incredible.
You know what I was just thinking?
What?
If you're a duck farmer,
yeah,
and if you are against vaccination, you'd rather do something else, like maybe good food or maybe even homeopathy. Yeah. Are they going to call you a quack?
If you're a duck farmer, you're darn straight. There'll be a lot of quacking going on.
Huh.
Hey, what else is going on? CDC tweaking the vaccine for next year's flu. Googling your diagnosis. What does Dr. Manny think? Statin stories. We got Dr. Batar. We've got stories on cancer. More injuries from vaccines.
I just got an email back. We've got somebody for next segment.
Okay, we got a professor. I don't know what it's going to be, so stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and it's full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In light of all the controversy over the chicken protests growing in California as they've been added to the mandate of SB 277, we've reached out to a professor and farmer. I believe he's got a PhD in factory farming, Dr. Leghorn. Dr. Leghorn, are you with us?
Oh, hello, Robert.
Franklin
good
Leghorn.
To talk, good to talk to another son of the South.
Well, yeah, I have some southern roots, but you have a completely different background from me. I didn't even know they gave PhDs in factory farming, but you are coming down on the side.
Well, it's not called PhD in factory farming now. It's, you know, animal agriculture, but yeah, I'm a factory farmer, proud to be feeding America the chicken that it needs to stay strong.
So you're claiming, if I understand what you've written and spoken about, that the chickens should be all vaccinated, no questions, no exemptions, and farmers have nothing to say about it.
Robert Scott Bell, I do not know or remember a time in my... Now, that sound you hear in the background, by the way, is my factory farm. We are cutting the heads off of chickens one by one. Sometimes we get five by five.
That's awesome.
We're one of the more productive factory farms in the world. We try to chop as many heads off as we can per minute.
That's
sometimes
horrible.
Sometimes we lose a finger or two, but, you know, mostly they're from out-of-country workers. We give them a prosthetic.
I don't want to hear any more about that. I just want to know of your position, why you're so strongly in favor of mandating chicken vaccinations under SB 277.
Well, number one, I never in my life seen chickens run around protest signs before now. I don't approve of this. Chickens are our servants, given to us, it says so. The Lord gave us a chicken to eat. Everything tastes like chicken. We might as well eat chicken. Chicken not here to protest being injected or vaccinated.
But what about
now,
the
farmers? If we don't vaccinate, how are we going to sell our chickens overseas?
Professor Leghorn, what about the farmers who are protesting this, who are also saying that we don't believe it's a good idea to vaccinate our chickens because then we might not be able to sell our chickens around the world?
Well, they go online and look at Miss Jenny McChicken, writing on her blog with a big D cup, And they think, okay, I'm going to listen to her.
Jenny McChicken? I did not know about that. What about the producers that are worried that the vaccinated birds could spread the virus, could actually shed the virus? Is that a legitimate concern of yours?
Oh, the super chicken head cutter is just coming. Do you hear that? That chicken heads are rolling.
Well, I realize we had to reach you out to you in the busy in a busy day, so I don't mind the background, but can you explain the shedding of the viruses?
Oh, yes. Well, listen, there are certain incontrovertibles with the vaccination. One of them is that there's some shedding of virus. But you don't vaccinate, you don't get to sell your goods overseas.
But that seemingly would speak against the economics. I mean, you're involved in this. You understand economics. If you can't sell your chickens, why would you promote this?
No. If I don't vaccinate, I can't sell my chicken. If I vaccinate, I can sell my chicken.
Yeah, well, maybe here in the States, but if you want to export them, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. Nobody's going to turn down a vaccinated chicken. We give it a little card put under its wing. I've been vaccinated. We give it a sticker. Put on right on his wing. I've been vaccinated. Sometimes we give it a lollipop.
I don't understand it. Shouldn't farmers have the choice whether their chickens get vaccinated, or do you think this should extend to even backyard farms?
Oh, backyard farmers. We got to round these people up. Number one, they're breeding too many breeds of chicken. Now, we like to only export one breed of chicken, but they got all kinds. Meyerland chicken, Dominique chicken, Jersey Giant, New Hampshire, Bonnevelder, Corner chicken.
Professor,
we want people to round it down to one white chicken. We're going to produce it. We're going to mass produce it. Cut his head off.
But what about farmers if they protest this all the way through? What say SB 277 is passed in California and affects all the chickens there, and this spreads around the country, mandated chicken vaccinations. What about farmers who refuse to cooperate?
Well, I got the chicken head cutting machine. It's a big machine. We can put on plenty of protesters.
Are you? This is horrific. You're not actually arguing that we should violently go after the farmers who are protesting these chickens.
I'm from the South. We know how to fight a good fight. Listen, chickens don't walk around with protest signs. This is put in their heads by Jenny McChicken and the anti-chicken vaccine lobby.
But this is coming from your own back. Well, the chicken farmers themselves. This is not me talking.
Well, I don't know what got into them. They might need to be vaccinated against this kind of conspiratorial thinking.
This is an extraordinary viewpoint. And again, I thought you'd be standing up for your fellow farmers here, but it appears to me...
Well, they ain't farmers if they ain't vaccinating their chicken. I don't know what they are. We got rules to follow, Robert.
All right. Well,
there's some things you can say on radio, and there's some chicken heads you got to cut off, and you got to inject them with stuff.
I'm sorry, Professor Leghorn. We're about out of time. I guess it explains the PhD in factory farming. Definitely speaking out against the chickens that are protesting, as well as the farmers who are.
I never seen anything like a chicken protest sign.
Mandatory chicken vaccines. Where do you stand? Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichero, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me, and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also, go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Super Don, I knew there was going to be trouble when I heard he was like a professor of factory farming. I had never heard of that. That was the strangest interview. How do you find these guys? I guess it was short notice, what can I say?
Yeah, short notice guests. Sometimes you find some odd ones. But, man, I mean, what a weird coincidence that we happened to catch him on the day that he had the chicken saw going, right?
I don't know. It sounded more like somebody was mowing the lawn out back. I'm not sure. I think he was making that up for our, like, kind of gross us out or something.
No. I get what? Only the top-notch, honest, credible guests on this show.
Speaking of that, let's go to a clip from Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News about these chicken mandates, chicken flu added to the SB 277. What the heck is going on?
Let me be clear on this. I see no vaccine debate whatsoever, period. Why should my chicken be at risk because yours isn't vaccinated?
Why should my chicken be at risk because yours isn't vaccinated? So let's vaccinate all the chickens. Actually, you know, Superdon manipulated that. They didn't say chicken. They said children, right? But we couldn't help but find uncanny the parallels between this anti-chicken vaccination wing of the chicken poultry industry.
Chicken wing.
Yes, you got it. And, of course, the similar small percentage of parents out, vocal as they may be, in California and around the country and around the world, supporting the efforts to stop SB 277 before it becomes law. And no, after a little bit more checking, Super Don was mistaken. It's okay. He's a producer. He's human. He does amazing things. But apparently they have not added the chicken vaccine mandate to SB 277. We got that confused with a bill in Iowa, I think. We're checking.
Jeez.
Now, I know, Super Don, we're going to get some hate mail.
I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show because you're always accurate and factual. I can't believe you would do that first half hour of the show and make something crazy up like that.
No, well, I think what we are doing here is pointing out these uncanny absurdities, should we say, about the arguments of these so-called pro-vaxxers. And we're utilizing the mainstream of American chicken farmers as our alibi, as many of their arguments parallel almost identically to the concerns of parents and their children, as opposed to farmers and their chickens.
Right.
Maybe we should go through that if it's not clear enough yet.
Well, let's do it.
Yes. So, what were some of the things? I did bring them up in the opening segment, but I just want to be so clear here, because they're attacking parents on this issue. You know, the Twitter, the Wired magazine, whatever Wired magazine is it a magazine about computers? Is it a magazine about online?
Yeah,
I don't get what it is.
It's like a tech geek magazine where they cover internet stuff and electronics and stuff.
But it's a loony lefty Wired magazine at this point for it to say anti-vaxxers are using Twitter to manipulate a vaccine bill. And then they show these like visual clouds, and I'm little in it compared to some of them that are throwing out these memes through Twitter. You know, at RS Bell Media, follow me at RS Bell Media. But Tanner's dad, who we know we've had on, Tim, he's terrific. And he's on a mission to prevent this from happening to other children after his own child was injured. And they're saying he's part of the well-funded counter-response team. Anti-vaxxers leveraging Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Look, all we got, we don't have the mainstream media, do we? Look on Fox News as the main top-rated Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, and then they got their Mark Siegel all going out, mandate vaccines for children. I shouldn't have to risk my child by having them be around an unvaccinated child. But what were some of the concerns of the chicken farmers? The shedding of viruses, viral shedding from vaccinated chickens. What have we brought up? What have the parents brought up in California? What have they tried to point out to dunderheaded Richard Dr. Pan? Hey, what about viral shedding? What about the fact that it is known in the peer-reviewed literature, even in the insert, that viral shedding does occur and people can actually manifest things like measles from the MMR shot?
Well, no, for the longest time, people would ask, is it possible for somebody to get the flu from somebody who got the flu vaccine or whatever vaccine? Mm-hmm. For the longest time, they would just deny it. Oh, no, that's just a bunch of stuff. It probably was something Andrew Wakefield made up someday or something, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until enough attention was paid to that where then they started to say, well, okay, maybe. Well, okay, yes. A very small, indeterminate, percentage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they eventually ended up admitting it.
Yeah, exactly. And in this Wired article, they go to that hashtag CDC whistleblower, and they call it an anti-vaxxer conspiracy theory. Do you love this? Using the CIA's own made-up terminology to discredit the fact that a PhD, Dr. William Thompson, actually did say that there was some cover-ups going on, that they weren't revealing all the information, they were concealing it. Oh, but that's an anti-vaxxer conspiracy theory, according to now Wired magazine. There is statistical relevance in terms of the risk to African-American boys, particularly getting the MMR shot on time. And then they lump, the pushback is incredible. But again, look at this chicken farmer issue. When are they going to start calling these chicken farmers anti-vaxxers?
Well,
when are they going to call them cranks and quacks?
You mentioned the shedding of the virus, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's another thing that they're questioning? The safety and efficacy of the vaccine.
Yeah, hasn't been fully tested, although they did admit the efficacy may be around 60%. I mean, that's if they're claiming it's 60, it's lower than that. They want to sound better than they are. And, you know, how dare those chicken farmers say we want this to be fully tested before we implement it, right? Isn't that what parents are saying? Can you please test this more for safety? Oh, no, we can't have you parents questioning the safety, despite the fact that $3 billion have been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program for children who have been injured or killed, the families of children who have been injured or killed, and many others who have been turned away, and many others who never even knew there was such a thing, much less the inability to sue the vaccine manufacturer who produced the product that injured or killed your child, and more adverse events related to flu than ever before, the flu shots coming out. What other things did I reference last half hour in regards to the argument, similar to what the parents are saying? I know there's more. I've stumped my producer.
Yeah, listen, I'm waiting for somebody else other than us. Now, listen, we jumped on this. We saw it this morning. We're probably the only show that's talking about this today.
Yeah.
But, here's the question. These farmers are saying they're not really sure about that. So does that mean now that farmers are anti-science?
Well, that's the next leap, isn't it? Because if you question something, which used to be the harbinger of good scientists, questioning, you are now, you know, an anti-something or an anti-science guy, as you said. And that's where you talk about the narco-scientists out there. How long will it be till they throw the same thing at these chicken farmers for daring to question the need or the safety or the efficacy, which admittedly is not good, with these so-called chicken vaccines, chicken flu, bird flu vaccines? And then we come to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, and their plans for you this coming flu season. They screwed the pooch last flu season, showing efficacy below 20% in many groups that are targeted. So what are their plans for the 2015-2016 flu season? Let's go back into the history books and see, what was the circulating virus that we didn't get this year? Let's include it in next year's shot. Let's go back to H3N2. Oh. Yeah, H3N2.
I had no idea that Captain Hindsight was moonlighting at the CDC. Apparently, let's use last year's virus for next year. Well, what about next? The way that they come up with these vaccines is funny. A lot of people don't realize this, that basically they just take a dart.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of different viruses on a dartboard, and they just kind of throw it, and it goes, thunk. Okay, that's the one we'll use this year.
Super Don, this last year they didn't do it that way. I don't know if you were aware of this, but they were using a test version of Patrick the Robotic Rectum. And they didn't. Yeah, the problem is they didn't put in fresh batteries. So they pulled out the wrong flu strains from the robotic rectum to put in the flu shot. And therefore, it was only 18.6% effective against the predominant H3N2 strain. So that's what we'll do. We'll grab that strain that had circulated and burned itself out last year. We'll put it in next year's. And we'll suck even more. Thrill a minute at the CDC. An absolutely incapable group of dunderheaded virologists. We like the toxicologists, but they're not allowed to come out and play. Because what they would show you, and it's true with the bird flu in the birds themselves, those factory farms are a cesspool of immunological corruption. And because of that, they're susceptible to all things that seemingly the free-ranging birds eating clean food, digging in the dirt for worms in your backyard farms, are not as susceptible to these bird flus. They don't get it. Because they're saying it's spread by bird droppings. And, of course, the bird flu outside coming from wild birds that are carriers of it. And that's interesting, too. Carriers of it, but they're not getting sick. Does that cause you to pause and think for a moment that maybe it's not the virus that's causing the flu? That it could be the toxicological burden, the drugs that they're on, the other shots that they may be getting, the GMO foods that they're eating, creating and giving rise to viral shedding from their own cells as DNA escapes toxicologically proficient, immunologically deficient, nutritionally deficient, certainly, cells, causing this shedding to occur from within. Like I've said for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and if you're not with me yet, eventually you will be. You don't have to catch flu from outside your body. You can create it from within, and most of them are created from within. You do the damage inside by what you do outside. The wrong diet, the wrong medicines, the stress, all the things. And don't tell me that factory farmed animals are not under incredible stress, not the least of which were those power tools that we heard with Dr. Professor Foghorn Leghorn last segment on this issue. No amount of tweaking by CDC is going to prevent the next flu outbreak. In fact, they're precipitating it because it's a wrong-headed notion that you can intoxicate and poison the body and make it stronger and healthier in the way they do it via injection, by bypassing your immune system, trying to trick it, trying to fool it, but trying to, well, whether they claim they're trying to or not, they're poisoning it, poisoning you. Now they want to poison your chickens in addition to your children. Will you let them? Or will you stand for immunological freedom? Will you stand for individual liberty? Will you stand for the freedom of parents to say no to the pharmaceutical state, to pharmaceutical fascism? And if you believe in vaccines and you want it, nobody's standing in your way if you want to get them. But if you start forcing the people of California who don't want it for their kids to get it, you're going to see an uprising. And the backlash on your vaccines, oh, it's getting ugly. It's getting uglier. Not enough needles to protect you from the uprising that will occur. That's not just me talking. Just letting you know what's happening out there. Don't mess with mama bears and daddy bears. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you want to call and complain about our coverage of bird flu vaccines in relation to SB 277 and mandatory chickens or mandatory chicken shots, call us now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Dr. Rashid Batar will be with us shortly to tell you he don't give a dang about you complaining about, no, I'm just teasing, We love. We love because we care. We kid because we care, because we love. And we're just not showing a lot of love today for those who want to take away your rights, or violate your rights, I shall say, to say no to medical interventions. And maybe part of the reason why the American people have descended so far into medical tyranny is because they've lost their memory. They've lost their memory, or they're on their way to losing their memory. Now, in case you can't remember yesterday's show or a show we did 3, 4, 5 years ago, good news is, if you're on a statin drug, all you have to do is get somebody to write down robertscottbell.com, and in the show notes, we link to all of the archives. And in those archives, again, years of shows available through our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com, and, of course, Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Around the world we go, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Now, if you can't remember, it's likely that you're on a statin drug, or you have been made so afraid of fat that you're on a low-fat diet, or have been for a long time. And if you put your kids on a low-fat diet, don't be surprised if they suck when they take a test, because they can't remember squat. Fat is good for you. Good, healthy fat is good for you. And even good, healthy fat includes saturated fat from clean animals, if you're going to do that, coconut oil or other things. But a review of more than 1 million patients finds that statin drugs, yeah, you know those cholesterol-lowering medications, pose no greater harm to your memory. The question is, than what? Than what? Guess what? Than any other cholesterol-fighting drug.
Minor detail.
Minor detail. Oops. Wait a second. Did you say they're saying that statin drugs are no worse for your memory than other statin drugs or other cholesterol-lowering medication?
No!
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Exactly. Headlines. Gotta love
headlines. What was the astronaut we interviewed many, many years ago here who wrote a book, Statins, Thief of Memory? You remember that guy? We had him on here. Lipitor. Yeah, Lipitor, Thief of Memory, Statin Drugs and the Misguided War on Cholesterol by Dwayne Graveline. A NASA astronaut. He was on a statin drug. He was losing his memory.
Yeah, but what does a NASA astronaut know about cholesterol, right? It's like, you know, it's like Stephanie Seneff, you know? She's just right. An MIT researcher that was, you know, she was into computers, so how could she know how to know anything about anything else but computers, right?
Yeah. It just defies, of course, the logic that the skeptics claim they have an exclusive domain over. And, you know, go back and listen to what we did today as an example of how you may communicate these things differently. By cross-referencing perspectives and seeing things through perhaps different eyes. Finding, I know it's difficult, particularly if you have a child who's been injured by vaccines, but to find the absurd humor in some of these things, because there's nothing funny about a child who's vaccine injured, understand. But pointing out these things, like I said, we've seen some of our friends out there getting in the face of these people in California that could remove your right to say no, in violation of your fundamental liberties. And they're showing them pictures of injured children. They're showing them all the scientific documentation, and it doesn't appear to be working. Tomorrow, they could vote on this thing again. No amendments allowed. Where does it go? I hesitate to say outright rebellion, but if you're a parent, if you're a mama bear, if you're a daddy bear, and they're coming at your kids with these syringes, what do you do? What is it within your right to do? If it violates your conscience, your religious freedom, your philosophical freedom, your God-given freedoms that are being denied or about to be denied by the state of California, should SB 277 be signed into law by Governor Moonbeam, shoot them all round. I mean, vaccine, shoot them all. Understand? That's the perspective here.
Now, I would dare say that these guys like Gorski and Novella and Offit, that if you said you are not allowed to have a religious exemption because you are a narcissientism disciple,
would they protest it or would they embrace it?
Well, that's their religion.
That's their religion. It's true. You're a narcissientism religionist, so you get to do what? I don't know. All right, we got more vaccine discussion. Cancer cures, cabbage beats chemo. This is a big one. We'll talk with Dr. Batar about it in advanced medicine after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell
Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.